Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Travis Schlenk is the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. He joins us every Tuesday, and he does so this morning on the WaveForward.com hotline. Morning to you, Travis.
Morning, Dylan.
Good morning, Trav. Good morning, good morning. So, Trav, that was a good win last night. How can we sustain that, though? Because it looked like they were playing with a lot of effort in the fourth quarter. What do we do to sustain that?
Well, I think, you know, as you heard in a little clip there from Coach, you know, I thought we did a good job of maintaining our composure in the fourth quarter. I thought we had better ball movement in the fourth quarter as well. You know, it seems like so many of these times we get pretty stagnant in the fourth quarter and we become so reliant on Trey to make a play. But, you know, getting more ball movement, getting more people involved, I thought was a good step in the right direction last night.
Yeah, you got some really good – a couple of guys really gave you good games. I mean, it was really good to see such a complete game from DeAndre Hunter. And how about Big O with the performance that he had against Giannis?
Yeah, no, you know, we forget, you know, those two guys in particular, you know, have been out a large part of the season. And, you know, DeAndre just trying to get his rhythm back, starting to get his rhythm back. You know, he's, you know, the prototypical size of an NBA power forward, or excuse me, small forward. And, you know, being able to get to the rim, as we saw last night, he's got a really good mid-range game. So, you know, as he continues to come back, you know, we're excited to have him back, obviously. And then, you know, you talk about O's got the potential to be one of the best defensive players in the league. He's got great hands. He's got great timing. You know, Giannis is the MVP, and he overpowers people every single night. And, you know, O does a great job on him. You know, he uses his strength. He's got great length, great timing. So I'm really excited to have both those guys back and, you know, obviously hoping that we can build off yesterday and, you know, string some wins together here and get back in this playoff picture.
Talking with Travis Schlenk, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. Yeah, you shortened the team a little bit. Pretty much six guys played last night. I mean, nine got into the game, but pretty much you leaned on six. When Capella gets back, by the way, when does Capella get back, and what's the latest on him?
He just got that sprained ankle. Right. You know, he's progressing. We're hoping that, you know, he'll be back by this weekend. You know, it's not anything long-term. You know, it's just kind of, you know, sprained ankle's a sprained ankle. We got to let it heal.
Okay. So, you know, pretty much, shorten the bench a little bit, shorten the rotations a little bit. You know, is that something that we expect to see here, that they're going to lean on a rotation of six, seven, maybe eight guys down the stretch here?
Well, you know, obviously we've got a couple guys out. You talk about Clint, but also Bogey's out with his knee right now. So, you know, I think that plays a factor into shortening it up a little bit. But, yeah, you know, listen, we put ourselves in a situation here where you know, every game's important here the last second half of the season, and we have to dig out of this hole. So, you know, I think you probably will see the coaching staff kind of lean on, you know, the guys they have the most confidence in.
Travis Schlenk, go ahead, you.
Yeah, there are reports that Cam wanted to be traded for a while. Cam Reddish wanted to be traded for a while. So how pleased were you that you were able to hold fast, number one, and able to get what you wanted to get for him?
Yeah, listen, you know, those situations happen in all team sports. I'm sure you dealt with that in your NFL career, too, where guys felt like, you know, they wanted to be in different situations. You know, we give Cam a ton of credit. He just felt like he wanted to be in a different situation, and you know that's going to happen. But he was professional about it. You know, he and his representatives went about it the right way. There was no public proclamation. You know, they came to us and said, listen, if you can do something, you know, we'd appreciate it. And listen, we want guys that want to be here too. As talented he is, if your heart's not fully committed to the Atlanta Hawks, it's probably not going to be the best fit. So, my job, and I said this the other day, if a player comes to me and says that and say, I want to go to, Team X, like, that's not my job. My job is to get the best return I can for that individual. So, again, I give Cam and his reps a ton of credit for, just keeping it between us to allow us to be able to do our job and, go get the best assets we can for
him. Yeah, and that package, your first round pick was really important to you, wasn't it?
Yeah, the one thing, listen, there are certainly a lot of teams out there that value Cam Reddish, but 29 other teams, probably didn't value Cam Reddish, but 29 other teams will value a first-round draft pick. Everybody wants a first-round draft pick. Not everybody values the same players. So, being able to turn him into that pick, it just gives us another asset as we, are 2.5 weeks here from the trade deadline.
We're talking to Travis Schlenke, as the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. So what did it feel like yesterday? I mean, Gallo gets trucked there. I mean, that's a heck. You want to talk about taking one for the team? How about you get trucked by Giannis in that situation? And yet, how much of a relief is it for you to see that and go, oh, thank goodness?
Listen, I'm glad he overtook the charge, no doubt about it. Like you said, it takes some courage to stand in there and take his Giannis's shoulder. He's a big boy, but hopefully last night was a step in the right direction. We certainly had, got another one tomorrow night, another tough one with a team in here that's hungry, battling for playoff position in the West in Minnesota. And obviously we've got Miami coming in on Friday, and we feel like we let one get away down there last week. So hopefully we can build on this and, get this thing going in the right direction heading into the All-Star break.
That's what I was about to ask you, Trav. Do you think we're starting to head in the right direction now?
Well, I hope so. Like I said, we had a real good performance in Miami down there the other night and just couldn't hang on. Obviously, the Knick game coming on a back-to-back, didn't play as well as we wanted to in it. But last night, we played well. So we just got to keep building off that. We're starting to get healthy. We're through all this COVID stuff. Hopefully by this weekend, first of next week, we'll get Clint and Bogey back. And, we can't have any slippage. We put ourselves in this hole, and the best way to get out of it is start digging right now.
No kidding. Yeah, it'd be great to get the band back together and get Turner. And just to have that, just watching on TV, I got the sense that there was that atmosphere that I haven't felt all season long. And especially in the fourth quarter when the rally happened. So
that sense of urgency? A little bit of sense of urgency.
Yeah. And the fans into it and all that kind of stuff. It was like it harkened back to a little bit to last year. And that's what we're leaning on, right? I mean, we're leaning on the fact this team did what they did last year after the slow start, that they're going to be able to do that again. Travis, I think that's what we're all leaning on, right?
No question. I mean, we've seen this group be successful, right? In the regular season and then in the postseason. So we know it's in them. We just have to play, as you guys just mentioned, with that sense of urgency. And, every possession has to be important to us, offensively and defensively, obviously. So, let's just keep building on it, possession by possession, quarter by quarter, game by game. That kind of sounds pretty cliche, but that really, I think, is what we need to focus on.
Travis Schlenke, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. Well, Travis, now that we have this win under our belts and we have something more fun to talk about, what about the Travis Schlenke train here? Do you have to get back onto it? I mean, college basketball is starting to get to that point in the season. Do you have to go out and start traveling again here?
Yeah, I don't have much this week. I think I'm just going over to Auburn this week. That's about it. No, nothing crazy just yet. So.
Yeah, how about Auburn? Almost, I mean, man, what have they done down there at the water? That program. Gee.
I don't know. Well,
they're talking national championship down there is what they're talking.
I mean, they were in the mix a couple years ago, right?
They've got some good young players. They've got some good young players down there. So, they've been successful the last 4 or 5 years down there. So, Coach Pearl's done a good job.
Yeah, he's done a really good job. It is, you know, interesting to keep your eye on the talent that's coming out here, you know, whether it's Auburn or Gonzaga or, you know, other schools, you know, certainly Duke has players. I mean, there are a lot of great players. Purdue's loaded. I mean, they got a lot of great players. So I think college basketball is going to be shaping up to be a lot of fun to watch here, Travis, just from a fan standpoint. I mean, I got to believe that you're, you know, in addition to, you know, handicapping the talent that's out there, and that's your primary, you know, your primary job, that you see so much college basketball that you just generally are a fan of the game.
I don't know if I would say that, to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
I'm not a fan of the college game. It's really hard for me to watch a college game on TV, man.
Okay.
It is very slow. It's very slow paced. You know, it's different when you've spent so long, you know, watching NBA games and the best players in the world, and then you watch a college game, and you know, the 35-second shot clock doesn't seem like a big difference from 24, but it's an eternity. So,
yeah, yeah, well, I guess, I will agree with you there.
Yeah, and I guess it makes it easier. You can pick out the talent that would translate to the NBA level better, easier, I would assume, since the game is kind of slow, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and let's be honest. You know, there's in a college team, you know, there's anywhere between 15 and 20 guys, and maybe there's one guy on there that's got the potential to be an NBA player. Mm-hmm. So just the level of talent is just a different level when you start talking about college to the NBA. And, you know, I will say, you know, there's certainly crowds, you know, can make up for it, but it's a big step from the NBA to college for sure.
Travis Hank, general manager of the Hawks. Congratulations on that big win yesterday. Hopefully you'll build on it tomorrow night, the Minnesota Timberwolves. Friday night, the Miami Heat at State Farm Arena. Tickets available at Hawks.com/tickets or at Ticketmaster. Let's see the crowds come back. Let's see the team come back. Let's get this thing rolling, Travis. What do you say?
Yeah, I agree. Let's do it. Did you guys make any snowballs this weekend?
Drink any snow? Come on, Trav. I didn't even leave the house when we hit Snowmageddon. I was in the house. I was just waiting for it to melt, man. Yeah, when we had Snowmageddon, I was in the house.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the folks in Gwinnett and Gainesville and up Flowery Branch Way, they got you know, 5, 6, 7 inches.
You weren't one of those people.
I barely
out
got
there.
Half an inch here.
Trav, you weren't one of those people out there at Piedmont Park sliding down the muddy hill, were you?
No, but my kids were doing that in my neighborhood.
Are you serious, Trav? Did you tell them that this is
like
not real snow?
Yeah, no, I told them. I remember my first year here, we got, like, just a little dusty. And I remember Steve Kuda calls me, he goes, "You think we should cancel the game?" I'm like, "Cancel the game?" you folks in the South, man, they don't know about snow down here.
No, it's not. I mean, I lived in, like, snowstorms before, so this was nothing. This was nothing. But I knew that everybody else couldn't drive, so I wasn't going to take any chance, so I didn't leave the house.
All right, guys.
All right, Travis. Have a good one.
Travis Link, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.